Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 23rd of March, recording at 8:16 p.m. British Standard Time. Well, stock markets are still struggling with this correction, this sort of medium-term correction, following their very good technical bull within which I maintain is Wall Street's secular bear market overall. Now, a lot of people have been ringing the bell for these markets, saying that's it, the tops are in, and that they're going to go quite a bit lower. Well, I think that's going to happen at some stage, but my gut hunch, and I really can't say that it's anything more than that, so that's not very satisfying, but there's no hard and false evidence. I can see the breaks of the uptrends just as easily as you and everyone else. But I'd be surprised, as I've said before, if we got a major sell-off at this stage in a U.S. presidential election year and with the interest rates still being relatively low. But the problem, of course, is that markets are worrying a bit about interest rates eventually going up. They're worried about the global economy. They're worried about the lack of value. And they've certainly been preoccupied with terrorism in the last few days. And that's helped to create a sharper oversold position. Now, something impressed me mightily today in the mixed performance that we saw in Asia. While the Japanese Nikkei stock average closed down 37 points, that was a bare 0.33%, that doesn't tell the whole story. When I looked at the market, I was awake about 12:31 a.m. British time, and I noticed that it was down, I think it was down about 250 points. It was really getting hammered, and then it recouped almost the entire decline. So on the candlestick chart, which you can see on the website, it left a nice tail, and it had bounced nicely from the top of that broad trading range that formed from I think it was from mid-September into earlier this month. So I couldn't resist. I went in and opened a long position in the June futures contract for the Nikkei. Now, as you know, I've played that off and on, mostly on since. I went in May, in early May, and I built up quite a big position and then traded it all out in September, and then had a couple of trades bought on after a couple of setbacks in that long sideways trading range with modest gains in the last two runs. The first long trend upwards from May onwards enabled me to build up a leverage up quite a big long position, as you may recall. So I'd like to think that I'm not just going back in because it's been an old favorite over the last nearly a year, last 10 months, but that I have gone back in for some technical reasons, certainly the tail that we saw on the candlestick chart today. And then, whereas most of these indices have broken uptrends, the Nikkei seems to be sitting on top of a nice, well, it's not seems to be, it is sitting on top of a trading range. And if you look back further to the left on some of the longer term charts, it looks very much like a base formation overall. So that's my position there. Now, if I were an out and out gambler, I probably would have picked up something like the HSI, but which is really taking a pounding, and it's well below some of the levels that I have bought and successfully traded it at. But here's the problem. When we were buying, when I was buying things on setbacks within the rising trends that we saw up until, depending on which index you're looking at, either a few months ago or a few weeks ago, when I bought, as I say, within the rising trends, and I used a combination of factors. Sometimes I would buy after a small setback within the trends defined by those progressions of rising lows that I illustrated on so many occasions and referred to constantly. Then I really did have the odds on my side. A consistent trend is a trend in motion as far as I'm concerned, meaning that it has, excuse me, meaning that it has further to go. Take a little drink here. Sorry about that. Scratchy voice. Too much talking in the long meeting I had today. But, so my tactic then was a combination of buying on the little setbacks within the rising trends and also adding sometimes on the breakouts from sideways trading ranges within those trends. Now, that's basically a low-risk strategy, and you protect the position with a trailing stop all along the way. Now, if I look at something like the Hong Kong Hang Seng Index, and you can see that chart because I posted it yesterday, that had taken that's taken quite a hammering, which is makes it of interest because it's quite oversold, but we've lost the trend consistency. And a lot of people would say, well, you should be selling this on a rally, and they may well be right. And the trouble is that if I were going to buy this now, would we get the technical rally? Well, we're certainly going to get a bounce at some stage, but is that just a rally within what is now a long sideways range? Well, that wouldn't be too bad, or what certainly would be bad would be if it was in a primary downtrend or moving into a primary downtrend at this stage. So again, I've emphasized this point so much, the salad days for this stock market environment are over. We had a terrific time, now we're in the much more difficult period. It's going to be harder to make money in here, it's more speculative, so I feel that my Nikkei futures position is, well, I feel it's justified, just, otherwise I wouldn't have done it. But is it speculative? Most definitely. Whereas I did not feel that the risks were anywhere near so high, I think for good technical reasons and behavioral reasons, a number of months ago. Okay, what else is going on in here today? Now, Europe, a bit of a mixed bag, but a few more indices up than down. Nothing very big, though, all minor stuff. Wall Street's a little bit firmer in here today. We're up 43 on the Dow as I speak, 3.6 on the S&P, 6 on the NASDAQ. Nothing that would indicate upward dynamics in here, but as I say, we are oversold, albeit after breaking uptrends, just as we saw with the Hang Seng Index that I was mentioning a moment earlier. And of course, again, I mentioned you could see all those charts. I posted tons of charts, a record number of charts yesterday, and they're still valid here today. You can see what you need to see on those. In other markets, a quiet day in currencies here. Nothing much going on. More interesting in the metals and in the soft commodities, because we had some definite sell-offs in here today. I'm just bringing up my metals page now, and some of these are quite choppy, and I wondered why. I didn't see any reason overall. The only thing I could find was sort of a lame comment from someone on Bloomberg, who'd said, well, other markets had been hit recently, referring obviously to stock markets, so maybe the metal seemed out of line with what had taken place elsewhere. Well, I suppose you could make a psychological case for saying that people were a bit twitchy about stock markets, so they thought they might grab a few metals profits while they could. Well, it certainly didn't last long. For instance, I saw copper here. I'm talking about May copper and the U.S. copper contract. I mean, it dropped down to 131.65, but then closed up 60 cents on the day at 135.90. So just right near the high. So that looks terrific in terms of intraday action. And copper had moved up to the higher side of its range. It's still in a range, I think, yesterday, and then backed away. And it backed away again today, but closed upwards well. Now, tin, which is the most overextended, remember that one went up 12 days in a row. And that saw a dip to 7,700, but then bounced back up to 8,000 and close to 7,900. So that was getting up a little bit on the day, and the others showing some small losses. But what can we say overall? That the metals appear to be consolidating in here, and I wish that I'd seen it at the time. But I see nickel had dipped down to, this is the LME third month position, down to 13,360, but closed at 13,900. Is it quite unchanged on the day? Quite volatile. But my supply inelasticity theme, I think, still applies, although obviously these markets get corrections from time to time, and most of them or consolidations, and that's what we're seeing now for some of them. But there is precious little in the way of a significant technical deterioration for these contracts, other than for nickel, which had peaked in January and then fallen a long way, but looks like it bottomed at just above the 12,000 level and has shown some terrific upside dynamics recently, which I'd mentioned earlier on. Now, my palladium had a tiny consolidation here. Today, well, the range is 293.50 to 286 on the June contract, and it closed at 290.55. That was down just 35 cents on the day. So that was quite good after yesterday's big gains, and it still looks quite capable of running on the upside. And we had a Well, another reason that's encouraging for that was we had a banner day here on the platinum that closed up 17 at 914.4. And silver, my God, the silver just remains rock steady in here, closed at 770. And gold, good performance here, 419.75. That's up 250, so it's continuing to push on upwards. It's really near the higher side. It's $10, $11 away from the higher side of its recent trading range, and a lot of people had been talking that lower recently. As you know, I just don't I don't see it. The gold shares, or at least Newmont that I looked at, well, the other gold shares I looked at, sort of mediocre performance overall. So I think investors that had previously been in those, or some of them, been a little bit spooked by this stock market correction overall. So where are we actually going here? Well, I maintain that stock markets, best we're going to get is a technical rally from this oversold condition. Asia, I would expect to do better than the others. And generally, overall, bonds, uninteresting, ranging in top formation extension. These base metals and some of the commodities in short supply. Oh, I didn't mention soybeans. Soybeans had such a big day yesterday. I wondered if I should take the position out, and especially as one of the bull news stories had been the stoppage in at the port stoppage in Brazil, which apparently has led to a 50-mile-long lineup of trucks full of soybeans. I didn't know there were enough trucks capable of carrying soybeans that could make a 50-mile-long line, but that's what they said on Bloomberg at any rate. And that dipped down to 10:42. That closed at 10:55 and three quarters yesterday, after 10:62, and it dipped down to 10:42, but then closed at 10:52. So only off 3 3/4 today. That's not bad. A little bit of profit taking also in the corn, down 2 3/4 to 3:15 and three quarters. But they've been so good recently, and I am happiest being in this sector, as you know, and go where the relative performance and where the action is concerned. So that's why I remain overweight in these commodities. And oil, a little bit better in here today, 37.45. Let's see, what did my July position that I bought a couple of days ago do? And I'll just put that up on the screen right now. That's nice, up 35.95. So I'm in the money by the astonishing sum of 10 cents. And you people have a terrific evening and a good day tomorrow in the markets.